And welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bolaola. Today is Friday, July 7th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Be Confident in His Word. Our text taken from the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. As it says, the latter part of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 21 corroborates what Peter pens for us in the verse above. It says, all things are yours. That's because all things are in Christ and Christ is in you. Therefore, both things present and things to come, all are yours. God's divine power, not your own ability or human wisdom, has given unto you all things that pertain to life and godliness. This means you are not supposed to ever be in lack or want, except you choose to. You've got to believe this, because it's God's word about you. When God says He's done something, you don't have to try to claim it. You simply accept it and act accordingly. His word is all the proof you need. For example, when money is paid to your account in the bank, they probably send you a message or give you a document that confirms that the money has been paid into your account, and you believe it. You go about living and acting as one who has that amount deposited in the bank. You even make deals and transactions on the basis that you have that money in the bank. Meanwhile, all you have is a text message or deposit slip from the bank that they have your money. Now, that's the way God wants you to act. Trust what God has written to you, His word, more than the writings of the bank. His word is more dependable. Let your confidence be on the basis of His word. Don't place a limit on your life. You're a child of God, and He's brought you a life of endless resources, limitless blessings and opportunities. Consciously and consistently walk in the light of God's word. There's nothing you could ever need or desire for a godly life that's not already yours in Christ. Hallelujah! Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, thank you for giving me everything I require to live victoriously and be a success in life. You've called me to glory and virtue. You've given me a life of praise and thanksgiving every day, everywhere and at all times. Praise God. For further study, please read 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20 from the NLT and Isaiah chapter 55 verses 10 and 11. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, don't place a limit on your life. You're a child of God, and He has brought you a life of endless resources, limitless blessings and opportunities. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolaridge.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolaridge.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.